Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Minari is a profoundly beautiful film that is refreshing, delightful, and is an inspiration. The title of the film, Minari, refers to a Korean vegetable similar to parsley. The plant, Minari, is a harbinger of spring, of new life, an appropriate metaphor for the film. It's 1980s America, and Jacob Yee, played by Steven Wen, raises Asian produce to haul in his Oldsmobile station wagon to a Korean grocer in Dallas, Texas. Jacob's plan to relocate his family from California to Arkansas is greeted with derision by his wife Monica, played by Han Yi-ri. Jacob sees rural Arkansas as a Garden of Eden. Monica calls it a hillbilly place. Their children, Anne, played by Noelle Kate Cho, and David, played by Alan Kim, are bemused by their new house, which has wheels. It's a double-wide manufactured home, and a used one at that. Jacob enlists the help of a neighbor, Paul, a born-again Christian, to farm his 50 acres. To supplement their income, Jacob and Monica work as chicken sexers at a hatchery to separate the desirable female chicks from the undesirable male chicks. The family sends for maternal grandmother Sunya, played by Yoon Young Jung, who teaches David how to play cards and new swear words. The husband and wife reach a detente from their bickering. Their son David is treated gingerly because he was born with a hole in his heart. The family dutifully worships Sundays at the local Christian church. Minari writer-director Lee Isaac Chung has said he drew from his own experiences as a son of Korean immigrants who lived on a small farm in Arkansas for the screenplay. Steven Wen of TV's The Walking Dead is facile and believable as the father, Jacob. Hiri Han as the wife, Monica, creates a tragic figure. Yoo Young Won as the grandmother, Sunya, is hilarious and charming. The children, Noel Cho as Anne and Alan Kim as David, are remarkable. Will Patton is a hoot as the old coot. In view of the anti-Asian racism during the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, the modest film Minari takes on new proportions and importance. Minari can be interpreted as a metaphor for faith, even when all hope is gone. Hope comes and goes, faith stays. Minari is a must-see. Minari is MPAA-rated PG-13 for some thematic elements and a rude gesture. The film is in Korean with English subtitles. Minari was seen at the Frank Banco Cinemas Arts Quest Center, SteelStacks, Bethlehem, with COVID-19 mitigation protocol in effect. Minari has received 6 nominations in the 93rd Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director and Best Original Screenplay for Lee Isaac Chung, Best Actor for Steven Wen, Best Supporting Actor for Yoon Young Jung as the grandmother, and Best Original Score. Opening April 9 is Voyagers. A crew of astronauts descend into paranoia because they don't know what is real or not. Neil Berger directs Colin Farrell, Laura Dreyfus, Ty Sheridan, and Lily Rose Depp in the adventure science fiction thriller. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press, at the movies for WDIY.